Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Today, we are gathered to witness the marriage of Mark and Chris, and to share in the joy of this memorable occasion.
It was a few minutes past 5 o'clock last night that Sonoma County Clerk Janice Atkinson began to conduct this, the first legally sanctioned wedding between two men in local history. Surrounded by twice as many photographers, reporters, and cameramen as family members, Chris Leachman and Mark Gren calmly repeated their vows. But a few minutes earlier, Chris had marveled at the enormous wave of media attention that had engulfed the Guerneville couple.
We're very excited. I'm, yes, overwhelmed. We've been fielding media inquiries all afternoon, and it's been quite an interesting afternoon. But we're thrilled to be here, and we just feeling's unbelievable. We figure this is our 15 minutes of fame, and then we can be done with it.
Still, Leachman seemed to be taking it all in stride, joking that those 15 minutes were 15 years in the making.
15 years today is our anniversary. It did work out nicely. We don't have to remember two dates now.
Behind the high spirits of the occasion, Mark Gren was also keenly aware of the role they were playing in a bigger picture.
The world is not going to change today because we're getting married. I mean, for us, it's awesome, but the sky will still be blue tomorrow. You know, the world's not falling apart. It's positive. It's all positive.
Inside the county clerk's office, a line of happily excited couples grew steadily longer as the afternoon slipped away toward the hour when they could, at last, get the marriage licenses that some of them had gone without for decades. Looking over the gathering throng, Janice Atkinson said her staff was ready to meet the demand.
We've had to change all of our forms to make them gender neutral, and we've been going over things daily trying to get things ready for today. Tonight between 5 and 8 p.m., we have 19 couples who have signed up to be married. Two of those are opposite gender couples, and the rest are same gender couples. And tomorrow I think we're at about 27 ceremonies scheduled so far. But people now are actually booking ceremonies all the way out through August.
It wouldn't be until precisely 5:01 that the county's newly revised marriage license forms would become available. But Melanie Phoenix and Terry Robinson of Santa Rosa were waiting happily at the head of the line. In fact, Terry said, she'd been there half the afternoon.
We were married in San Francisco in 2004, and we waited for 2 days in the rain, so we decided to come early. So I came in here at 3 o'clock, and we were the first in line.
While some of the couples there, several with children, friends, and family along, appeared ready for ceremonies then and there, others were making plans for more personalized services in the days or weeks ahead. The jubilant atmosphere from the usually quiet clerk's office could be heard in the small, white-walled chamber where Atkinson and her deputies conduct weddings. But it didn't distract or detract from the short but momentous ceremony that united Mark Gren and Chris Leachman.
And now, by the power vested in me, and in accordance with the laws of the state of California, I pronounce you married. You may seal your vows with a kiss.
Wow. Woo!
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.